Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is Thursday, July 2nd. We've got a shorter show lined up for you, but I wanted to make sure we address the huge news that's cracking across the NFL. That's the shortening of the preseason. I'm going to get you all the details that we have available to us right now, and I'm going to give you my takes on what that means for the NFL moving forward. Without further ado, let's get into this. All right, everyone. Sorry we're going to make this a shorter episode this week, but this is huge news, so we have to address it. And that's that the NFL has officially announced it came across. I mean, I'm not even sure who to credit with the original story, but everyone was reporting it, from Adam Schefter to Ian Rappaport to Pro Football Talk, everybody. And it's that the NFL is officially canceling two of its 4 weeks of preseason football. Now, we all know that the Steelers this year were supposed to originally play 5 weeks of preseason football because they were going to be in the Hall of Fame game. Not too long ago, they came out, the NFL came out, they said they were canceling the festivities for this year and pushing them to next year. So Troy Polamalu, Donnie Shell, Bill Cowher, all their induction ceremonies pushed into 2021. And supposedly, that Steelers-Cowboys Hall of Fame game also pushed to 2021. And that meant that this year, the Steelers were able to just have four preseason games, as most teams normally do. But now, the NFL has officially canceled two of those 4 weeks. Now, the 2 weeks that were canceled were the first and fourth weeks of the preseason. So, for the Steelers, that means their first home game in preseason against the Buccaneers on August 14th is canceled. Their last game of preseason, which was an away game at the Carolina Panthers, as it is every year, it's also canceled on September 3rd, which means the two preseason games that are now still happening for the NFL, and for the Steelers, that is, are August 23rd, where the Steelers host the Saints at Heinz Field, and then August 28th, just 5 days later, where the Steelers go to New York and play the New York Jets. So, this is going to be interesting, because now we have to look at how the NFL plans on moving forward. And again, this is what's been happening. They are, every week we're learning more about COVID-19, and not necessarily even more about the virus. We're just learning more about how it's impacting the country, and we're continuing to see rising numbers of cases across the U.S. And there's particular hot zones that everyone's worried about, but also we're seeing athletes testing positive. The Steelers revealed that two of their players have tested positive. They didn't say which ones. I don't think teams are actually allowed to say which players test positive. And in fact, former Steelers head coach Bill Cowher also announced that him and his wife they have tested positive, but they have since recovered. But more to the point of what's going on right now with the NFL. This does not mean to me that the NFL is closing up shop. This means to me that the NFL is just continuing to reevaluate the situation. And what can the NFL do to protect its season? Because right now, like I said, they are in the most advantageous of all the four major sports. Baseball, basketball, hockey are all supposed to be going on right now. They're also supposed to get back before the NFL is supposed to get started. So we're looking at this and we're saying, okay, the NFL, they get to see everyone else try and succeed or try and fail and learn from those mistakes. We talked about this with how preseason could work on this very show. We said that we looked at the possibilities and we said, you know what? If things start to go bad in the preseason, as in things don't seem manageable, they can knock out a week of the preseason. They can use that as expanded time to react, to plan, and to learn from their own mistakes and see how they can pull it off before they actually get to the regular season. Because that, to me, is the ultimate deadline. If they get to the regular season, they have to cancel games, then the NFL is in a lot of trouble. They can still manage to hold on, put on a whole season, but you're looking at severe revenue loss if that happens. And right now, there's nothing more important to the NFL than making sure that they are still number one when they come back on in the regular season. Now, everyone knows football is king when it comes to ratings. Nothing can hold a candle to it. But they're looking at, with sports coming back, if the NFL can be the one thing that has a whole season, while all these other leagues, they've already had their seasons cut in half, I think it'll shine even brighter than it does now. So the NFL is trying to protect that part of its brand. Now, again, we can also look at this from a reality standpoint. The NFL was already planning to shorten preseason next year because they were going to expand the regular season. There was always talk about making the preseason two games anyways. So this, to me, isn't a flag of surrender to COVID-19 that the NFL is putting up. This is more so them saying, okay, this is getting worse. We were hoping it would get better in July. It's not, so let's try to plan a little bit better. The NFL has also suggested, they haven't announced officially, but there's also the speculation floating around that training camps will be pushed back as well. Those training camps were expected to start on July 28th. So now we're talking about maybe an August start of training camps. But again, I think that that's not all that bad. When you actually look at the grand scheme of things, the bottom line is that if we want the NFL to come back, we need them to take every precaution. Because if they get it wrong and they have to start canceling games in the regular season, then you're going to start seeing these owners look at their pockets and make harsher decisions that, you know, will have more serious impacts on the season. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to get more of my thoughts on where the NFL is headed and what are the warning signs and the things that we should be watching as the fans right after this. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. So again, like I said, today's a shortened episode, but wanted to just vet out everything that we know about what's going on with the shortening of the preseason. Now, one thing that's interesting is a report that came out from Grant Gordon on NFL.com. But he points out that the NFL Player Association hasn't signed off on this yet. Now, again, this is Wednesday evening. We're talking about this. This may change by the morning. The NFLPA, they also have to consider what's best for their players. They issued a statement about, you know, they should have a suggestion to all players' agents to tell them to take this very seriously. So, you know, we all know the NFL Players Association. They're the weakest union in all of professional sports. They have folded time and time again. But I look at this and I think this would be a point where they could make a stand and say, like, no, we want X, Y, and Z moving forward, because the NFL knows that they need these guys. So I think this is interesting because, as it stands, with the week that's supposed to say that this is all, everything's supposed to start now with the second week of preseason, some players would have about 23 days from the start of training camp, that's as expected right now, to the first preseason game. And there's a lot of people who want, or there's a concern here from the union that players are going to want as much time as possible to get back into football shape. And something that I was talking about earlier in the first segment, and something that I talked about yesterday on ESPN Radio with our own Wesley Euler. He's been hosting all week in place of Adam Crowley. But, you know, there's a difference between being in shape and being in football shape. And if you remember the Ike Taylor episode that we had here, where the former two-time Super Bowl champion cornerback for the Steelers was on this very show, he was talking about the difference, and he said, you can stay in shape all year long, and you have to stay in shape. And not all guys stay in shape. A lot of guys, in fact, don't. They slack off in the off season, and they come back, and they got to work twice as hard just to get back into shape in football camp. But football camp is for when you're in complete shape, and then you need to get into football shape. And so you're probably asking, well, what is football shape? Football shape is the shape, the condition your body, when it's getting used to all the hitting, all the high-pressure moments, when you're cutting, when you're fighting against opponents, when you got your pads on and you're dealing with that day in and day out, and then getting into the routine. Because a lot of people don't realize how serious it is on your body for you getting that routine of, hey, Monday we're watching film, Tuesday we're finishing that up, we're getting into work, Wednesday and Thursday we're working hard in practice, we're hitting a little bit, we're doing you know, high speed drills, we're going over our game plan, Friday we're doing a walkthrough, Saturday we're finishing up, Sunday game day, and we play, we get bruised up, we deal with our injuries, then Monday it starts all over again. That takes time for about bodies to get used to. Yeah, that's why football is such a tough game to play, because that cycle, It takes a lot out of you. And it's not easy just to get right into that. That's why they have a preseason. The preseason isn't there just to make us bored. It's there so that these guys are getting up to speed. Not just with the game plan, but getting their bodies up to speed with the pace of going through the pain, going through the hitting, and then recovering through for a week, and then doing it again the next week. And doing that for 3, 4, 5 months. That's what everyone has to kind of get used to. And that's why I think that the Players Association is trying to think about how they want to handle this. Because, you know, if the NFL does push back the start of training camp, because now you're looking at the second week of preseason. And with the second week of preseason, that's the 23rd of August. So you're talking about like the third week or so. With that, you know, you're talking about, you know, 23 days. If you start there, you know, you're talking about 3 weeks and some change. That might be good for some younger players, but there's some veterans that might not click the best for. And those veterans might not ever admit it. But like I can tell you, last year at the start of the season, when Stephon Tuitt was blowing up for the Steelers, the guy that we all know and love, Cam Hayward, he was struggling. And it wasn't that he was out of shape. It wasn't that he didn't know what he was doing. His body needed to get back into football shape. And he was fighting through some injuries. He was fighting through getting that comfort zone. And you saw by midseason, he was back to being Cam the bad man Hayward. And he was wrecking people. And it took time for his body to get back to that. And sometimes it'll come earlier, sometimes it'll come later. But that's the football shape I'm talking about. Being able to execute your moves, being able to feel that comfort, being in the zone, being able to fight through the pain and the injuries that you're going through, the aches that are natural to football, that's being in football shape. And that's why it's important that these guys get back sooner rather than later, as far as the training camps goes. Games, I think preseason, we can relax there. You know, I have no problem with the canceling of two preseason games. But the big thing is, we need to see when NFL training camps start and how much time before those training camps will they be able to get the preseason. Because it's not just training camp now. This is the first time that some of these guys will set foot on a football field for the NFL. And for those rookies, that's kind of scary. And there's going to be a lot of questions about who can stay healthy through all this. So I think right now, biggest things to root for if you're a fan, you're hoping that the hot zones can calm down throughout July. Because if things slow down as far as how many people are testing positive throughout the country, then maybe the players feel a little bit better, maybe the owners feel a little bit better, training camps open without a hitch, and at least, you know, people are going to test positive. We know that's going to happen. But if it's at least manageable, where they can kind of keep players isolated, they can keep track of everyone, maybe we'll be able to get sports come September. And we all know, you know, it'll be cool if hockey and baseball and basketball are back this summer. But if football's back in the fall, everything's going to start clicking back into place. That's my show for you today on the Locked On Steelers podcast. We'll be back for a full show tomorrow with Fantasy Draft Friday and all. Thanks for listening to the show. If you're enjoying it, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. A 5-star review and a positive comment really help us out. Doing so will get you a shout out at the end of the show, as long as your statement is safe for works. Thanks to all those who have done those shout outs. Really appreciate you. Also, if you want to talk to me at all, if you have your thoughts on COVID-19 and where the NFL is going, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Carter Critiques. If you follow me, I will follow you back. Also, you can join the Locked On Steelers Facebook group, where we are now over 650 members strong. We're getting bigger every day, and it's a place where you can joke about things in the podcast, things in the NFL, things in real life. It's a good group. All of us are Steelers fans. It's a positive place to be. So again, hope you guys are having a good Thursday. Back in your ears tomorrow morning.